This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The group that flagged an online account linked to the 16-year-old who committed the shooting at Evergreen High School says the teen seemed fascinated by violence. Oren Siegel with the Anti-Defamation League says investigators were concerned enough about the online user to alert the FBI in July.
He had been sharing, symbols and code words that extremists use, referencing past school shooters, and even beginning to amass tactical gear. We didn't know specifically the person behind the username. We were just flagging the activity.
Siegel says the Anti-Defamation League is focused on raising awareness about online subcultures and warning signs. Denver's Democratic voters may get a competitive congressional primary next year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports CU Regent Wanda James is challenging the state's longest-serving congressmember.
James plans to face off against Democratic Representative Diana DeGette in the primary. James, a Navy vet and cannabis business owner, is set to make the announcement later today. She says it's time for a change.
We need different leadership at the table, asking different questions for a new and emerging America.
James faced controversy this summer when the other members of the Board of Regents censured her. Despite that, she thinks voters in the district will support her. It will be an uphill climb. She's challenging an incumbent who has easily won her past races. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Scattered showers around the Denver metro this evening with mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a high of 73 degrees. This is CPR News.